Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Daf Tes and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishin, in the middle of Halacha Tes. The more broad in Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan held when a person takes two seeds and plants it, is not chayav until it's planted. And Rish Lakish says when a person takes out in his hand two seeds, even before it's planted, there's already Easter of Kilayim. So now the Gemara asks in the second line, the Kasha, they had a question. My time is Rish Lakish. What's a swear of Rish Lakish? Kivan shoytzi mituch yodu lezera. If he takes it in his hand to plant it, chayav. Ve'atanino, look at our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer eino kilayim. Rabbi Yehuda said it's not kilayim unless you have three seeds. Why is it not kilayim if it's in his hand according to Rish Lakish? Says the Gemara. Poster lo atsho shetanuach. Rabbi Yehuda holds that although you now take the two seeds in your hand, the Isser only happens once it lands on the ground. While it's still in his hand, there's no Isser. In other words, Rish Lakish will explain the Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Isser is only once it lands. So the Gemara says, V'atani Rabbi Yehuda Matir, lo yafilo nocha Rabbi Yehuda Matir? In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda just differentiates, as the Rashi points out, Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between two seeds and three seeds. But two seeds, Rabbi Yehuda allows it. He says it's fine. Not only when it's in his hand it's allowed, but also once it lands on the ground, it's still allowed. What pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? And the way the Ma'ara Puldo and Rabbi Chaim add that the Gemara at this stage understands that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if the Isser is only once it lands, it would not allow you to take out the two seeds to plant it, because maybe they'll land one next to each other. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda does not have any problem with taking two seeds in the hand, that shows he has no issue at all. Why doesn't he have an issue? What about the issue that once it lands, you'll have a kilayim if it's within six tefachim? Answers the Gemara, Omar Hilo, Rabbi Shimon, Lokish Kedaite, Shimon Lokish, Lashitotso is understood. Tom Shimon Lokish, Bishem Chizkio, in the name of Chizkio, Roish Tor Haba Michurbo Mutar. Roish Tor means when the seed is planted in an angle, in a triangle. Meaning you have your seed that it's not completely planted next to another seed. You have wheat planted in a straight line. And then the barley, the shape, how the barley is planted, is a triangle touching the straight line. If you look at the Pirush of Chaim, you'll see the shape in the Pirush. So when you have a triangle touching a field, then there's no problem of kilayim, according to Rish Lakish, the name of Chizkiah. As the Rashi Tirulah points over here, Rabbi Yochanan there argues and says that Bechur means a dry land, an open land, where there's nothing planted. You're not allowed to do it because maybe they're going to plant the open space. But Rish Lakish holds, in the name of Chizkio, that if the two seeds are now planted next to each other completely, it's only a triangle touching a straight line, even in the Churbo, even in an empty place, a dry land, an empty land, it is fine, there's no problem with Kilayim. So here, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Rabbi Yehuda holds like this smart. So he says, if you take, you know, one seed of wheat and one seed of barley, there's a way to fix it, even if they're planted one next to each other. Because if you make the barley in a shape, if you continue planting in the shape of a triangle, then there'll be no issue, even though it's right near the seed of the wheat. Ask the Gemara now, Namud Beis, Me'ato, Afilu Shnei Chitim V'Soiro, V'Cheni. So the same thing will be when you have three seeds. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says that two seeds is okay. Three seeds is not. Why three seeds is not okay? Also, when you have three seeds, you could create over here a triangle, make everything okay. V'atanir, we have in our Mishnah, Chiu Shnei Chitim V'Soiro, O Yichito Acha V'Shnei Soirim, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have two seeds of wheat and one of barley, or two of barley, one of wheat, O Yichito Acha V'Soiro V'Kusemis, or you have wheat, barley, and spelt, then Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's Kilayim. Why is it Kilayim? What about the fact that you could create a triangle over here? Says the Gemara, Potolo chito mikan, v'chito mikan, godu mikan, v'godu mikan, v'so'iro chavusho be'emza. Meaning the case of the Mishnah that we're talking about, you have three seeds, is that two seeds are enclosing the middle seed. You have one seed of wheat over here, one seed of wheat over here, and right in the middle there is a seed of barley. And according to our Gisa, in the other two sides there's two fences. So there's no way to create a triangle. The triangle means you plant many seeds in the shape of a triangle. You need to have open space to do that. Here it's enclosed. It's two seeds of wheat, and in the middle you have a seed of barley. You can't create a triangle. So therefore here, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's why it's kilayim. That's what the Gemara concludes. Amar Matnio Hadoda Temis tells you Shein Shel Churbo, that there's no empty open space. Avim Yeshem Churbo, if there's a Chor of space, an empty space that you can continue planting and create the triangle shape, Mutter, then it will be Mutter. Because the Svar of Yudanar Mishta is that I don't have a problem of Kilaim if I could create one of the seeds to be a Rishtor. So as long as you have only two seeds, one seed can create a triangle shape, and then there's no issue of Kilaim. That's why two seeds is not a problem. Three seeds, the Svar that's a problem in our Mishta, because two of them were enclosing the middle one, and the middle one cannot create a triangle, especially according to the Gemara of our Gemara, because you have a fence from each side. But if you have open space, you could create a triangle, then in Chanami there will be no issue of Kilaim. Hadron Aloch Perek Achitim, which is the first Perek on Meseches Kilaim. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Kilaim Daf Tes.